Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Nothing on the Radio.
Woo.
Thanks for all the feedback we got over the last week. Really good to see people are liking it on Facebook and Instagram. And we've got a webpage now with all episodes will go to there, nothingontheradio.com. Yeah, and we'll should soon have it on Spotify and iTunes as well. So
very professional.
Yep, so just keep an eye out for that. And I guess a little bit of feedback from last week. We got more complaints from people complaining about the cyclist chat than the healer chat.
Yeah, that was confronting. And a little worrying, to say the least, about our friend circle.
Yeah, I thought I would have got more pushback on Hitler, but cyclists seem to be pretty upset by it, but we'll talk about it again. With the talking about poo, some guys really liked it, which is probably a problem all
also on its own. Also worrying. Look, I don't want to delve any more into that, but I guess we can't deny the people what they want.
We won't do we're not going to become the scat podcast. But just quickly, let's get this over and done with, only because I thought of it the other day. Have you ever got front door fever, Em?
I don't even know what that is.
You know, you could be cruising around or at work or whatever and you need to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And out of 10, you might be a 3 or 4 mm-hmm, urgency.
Mm-hmm. I'm always at a 3 or 4.
Yeah, most people.
There's never a time when I'm not. I'm at a 3 or 4 right now.
Oh, good. Well, when you are 3 or 4, and you could be like that for a couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
but when you get to your front door and take your keys out and start unlocking the door,
yeah,
and you jump from a 3 or 4,
yep.
to like a 9,
so to speak, yeah,
and you get like the sweats and you can't and you fumble your keys,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
yeah, that's that front door fever I was talking about.
Can't believe we have already hit this.
Well, I just wanted to get it over and done with because okay. there's obviously a huge population yeah. of our listener base that loves talking about this. But look, that's over and done with. If you guys do also get front door fever.
Okay. Now I know what that is. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I made
like,
it up.
I was like, what is that?
I've coined that. On the board? I've coined that term.
How was your week, Louis?
It wasn't too bad. Just working. Did talk to... not a lot of sponsorships coming through at the moment.
It's disappointing, but we'll get there.
I did talk to one friend about it briefly, but the conversation ended in me threatening to bring up his business. So, it didn't go too well. So, plenty of options still available. We have super fans are starting to pop up.
Oh.
I've told them that there's for $1,000 we will appear at a party with them.
Mm-hmm. I like that
and pretend
idea.
To be their friends.
Pretend, okay.
And yes, and possibly T-shirts. A certain
love it.
Fan.
Love a good T-shirt. Love a good band or...
Well, this is what's good about it.
Yeah.
N-O-T-R sounds, mm-hmm. could be pronounced Noda.
Noda.
Noda head. Like Motorhead.
We're putting ourselves in that same category already. We'll yeah. love it.
And probably going to get destroyed with copyright claims. Yeah. But thanks, guys. So, keep an eye out, obviously, on all the social medias and keep commenting. And, I'm looking at our board of nonsense. You have something about pet slippers.
Your beautiful wife, after last week's segment on the felt cat heads, she tagged me in something on Facebook. You can actually get slippers made to look like your pets. And I am so getting it done.
Yeah, see, that's how you get friends. If you've got pet slippers and felt cat wall pictures of your cat on the wall.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a very good start.
So I thought that was a brilliant idea. So I've got 3 pets at the moment and I'm going to get 3 pairs of slippers made for this winter.
And then when they die, you could get the heads actually turned into like a hat.
Brilliant.
Like it sits on top of your head.
Yeah.
Not a mask, that's weird. Like
no, that
a hat.
Is weird. That's crossing a line.
Like proper hats. Winter hats. I guess the cat could be summer hat because the cat's small.
Yeah, Easter hat parade.
Talking about pets, cat versus dog.
Cats versus dog.
Yeah, or dog. Cats versus dogs. You're obviously been a vet nurse for quite a few years or have been.
Yeah.
What's better, cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs, easily. I fucking hate cats.
We're literally in the cat's room right now. I hate him. He's just my housemate.
Well, this is why she has her own room and I like my cat.
Yeah. But you don't like other cats.
No other cats. Because if you worked in my industry, you would know that they are assholes.
You were going to say the C word.
Yes, I was. I was like, I'll wait until you've crossed that threshold until I do it because they are the C words.
I'll say this. I've just noticed, look, there's dog lovers. Most people who like cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people who like dogs who don't like cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this though. I feel like people who are homophobic also hate cats.
Wow, that is a big call.
Well, it's just one of those things. I can't imagine someone ever saying, oh, hate the gays, love the cats. You know what I mean? I feel like they go
hand in hand. I don't even know where to go from there.
I just feel they go hand in hand. I'm not saying everyone who hates cats is homophobic, but I'm pretty sure everyone that's homophobic hates cats.
It's homophobic hates cats.
Yeah.
Okay, there should be a magazine in that. No, I can't even.
Just something that I thought about.
What do you? Well, you're obviously a dog person.
No, I like cats and dogs.
Oh, really?
Hate the gays. No. No, love the gays. What about people letting dogs lick their mouths?
I do it.
Oh. Dogs lick their buttholes.
No, they don't.
Oh, they definitely do.
But they're kissing me.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you saw Dan licking his bum hole and then came up for a kiss, would you give him a kiss?
Regularly.
There's my whole argument right out the window.
It's our foreplay. No, what else am I supposed to do?
If I can't stand seeing someone kiss their dog on the mouth. It's absolutely disgusting. And people,
how else are they supposed to know that I love them?
Just give them a good pat. On the head.
Good sturdy handshake.
Didn't you hear about the didn't you hear about the two blokes who were out and they saw a dog licking its balls?
No.
And one bloke said, oh God, I wish I could do that. The other guy goes, oh, you could, but he might bite you.
Was this whole segment just a setup to that joke?
No, it just became pretty naturally.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, but cats versus dogs, put it on the Facebook page. If you love cats, hate gays, would love to talk to you, but I just don't think those people exist. I don't know why, it's just I feel like for some reason people got, especially guys who like cats, maybe it's emasculating or something like that.
I think people that show animals are a different breed of people altogether.
Oh, don't show animal people. I don't. They've got two names. It's like, oh, this is Max, but his actual show name is Maximilian.
Maximus Aurelius.
Yeah, of the third of the breed.
Yeah, no one likes those people.
Okay, so away from dogs and cats, sleep talking and walking.
Well, my partner is a bit of a sleep talker. And would you do it with your snore? Like, are you?
Oh, big sleep talker.
Yeah. And
what does he say?
Oh, just the weirdest shit. Like, and he also doesn't walk, but like he plays dances. Well, he plays soccer in his sleep because he plays soccer on the weekends, and he kicks me a lot in the shins when we're in bed, which is why we had to get a larger bed so I could get the fuck away from him.
Just need to wear shin pads.
Yeah, I do need to wear shin pads. Just says the weirdest shit. Like the other day he just yelled out at the top of his lungs. He was like, oi, get over there. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, it woke me up, woke all the animals up. And I was just like, wake up, Daniel, what was that? And he's like, oh, I was coaching soccer and I was just telling some guys to get on the field. And I was like, mate, you've got to control this shit.
But he's not very good at soccer anyway. Maybe he's dreaming that he's good at soccer.
You tell him that.
I've seen him play. Very quiet on the field. Let's it all out at night.
You went to one game and he won his grand final and I'm pretty sure he's got a goal in it.
Oh, I was drinking that day. It's a bit of a blackout. No, I've done a lot of sleep talking and walking. What did I do? I grabbed Megan's leg once in the middle of the night and started pulling on it.
Is it because she sleeps at the bottom of the bed? And it's
No, I just started pulling on her leg. Like trying to pull it out of its socket.
Oh, God. That's horrifying.
Yeah, I know. And she sort of snapped me out of it. But and I'll grab her and I'm a mess when it comes to, yeah.
My brother used to sleepwalk. James used to sleepwalk when he was younger. And he went into my mum's room once with a pillow and just started smashing everything off the bedside table and off her dressing table.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he tried to smother her with it. And then you just write it off as sleepwalking. Oh, James is sleepwalking. No, he's not a psycho. It's manslaughter.
Just not murder, though.
Oh, he was asleep. Oh, well, I have heard of a guy got away with sexual assault because he was asleep.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
how did they prove that?
I don't know.
Was he wearing like a Fitbit and it shows like, because these things show like if you're in sleep or.
For the whole event, he was going.
Okay. I get it. Makes sense.
No, he got away with it. Seriously, look it up. He got away, because he was apparently doing it in his sleep.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, but it happens.
Every guy's going to be coming forward if that rapes a woman from now on. I was asleep the whole time.
You're going to see all these guys walking up and down the street with their arms out.
Wearing nightcaps. and slippers of their pet.
Oh, we're giving all these guys these bad ideas.
Oh, God.
Accidental mouth kiss. Okay, I wrote that down.
I'm intrigued.
Well, I guess it came to mind because your auntie at the Christmas party at work. Well, no, sorry, it was after New Year's. I came in at the start of the year, and she.
You might just want to clarify that to some people. What's going on there?
What's that?
My auntie at your work Christmas party.
Well, I'm dating her.
I mean, everyone's had a go, but...
No, I work with Em's auntie, and on New Year's, well, the first time we saw each other must have been the 2nd or 3rd of January, and she came up and gave me a hug and a kiss, and I thought she was going to kiss me on the lips, and I froze. I
can't believe this was my auntie. Okay, continue. But
the thing is, I think she does have a thing for me, because at the Christmas party, she smacked me on the bum.
She smacked everyone. It's not you. Don't think you're special.
No, right. But it brought up this time in year six when I was getting like an award and on stage a teacher like put her arm around me to give me a kiss and I kissed her on the mouth. And she didn't just let it go. She brought it up. She said something like, oh, your dad needs to show you how to kiss, which was weird as well.
There was something going on there.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mrs. Harder name was.
Oh, my God. Was that it? I think I know her.
Was it Bawara?
Oh.
Primary. But then it... And it'd
be great if she brought it up during, like, the parent-teacher interview. Great kisser. Shit in class.
Barely literate, great kisser. but then it also brought up memories of my friends... when I was younger, I would kiss my dad hello and goodbye. And then my friends saw me and were like... Kiss your dad much?
When did that stop?
After they made fun of me.
Fair enough.
Probably about 13 or 14.
Yep.
Here's something that a few people know. I also, until I was about 13 or 14, because no one corrected me, called my mum and dad mummy and daddy. And that was really hard.
That is adorable.
It was fucked. Imagine being at the footy and you're trying to get your dad's attention and you can't say, hey, dad.
Did 7 miles do the same?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fucking cute. No,
but remember, I was like 13 or 14, so it was fine for like Miles, who was like 9.
Yeah.
But I'm in a crowd going, hey, daddy. Oh, it was so fucked. And I couldn't say anything else because that's all I knew. Anything else? If I said, hey, dad, it sounded bad in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so don't tell anyone that.
It's all right, I haven't started recording yet.
Yeah, so all these memories are brought up when your auntie tried to kiss me on the lips.
Oh, God.
I was like, Cassandra here.
Those are some deep-seated deep-seated memories there. You really need to work through those with someone.
Oh, no, I'm pretty good.
And I'm the guy. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, so you've never accidentally kissed someone on the mouth?
No, I have, but it's not as weird for the girl. Because,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel as weird about it because I'm like...
What about the...
Because I'm a middle to upper class white female. I can do what the fuck I want.
You're definitely not middle class.
I'm upper is what you're saying. I'm more of the upper.
You're human garbage.
Fuck off.
No.
Take that drink back.
What about the awkward someone comes in and you're going to just say hello and they give you a hug or a kiss?
I do get it because it's kind of like... Like even you and I were doing it up until... Because we're seeing... we didn't see each other as much.
Yeah, until we started doing this more often.
Until we started doing this more often. And then
you went in for a kiss last week.
And I did go in for a kiss last week because whenever we see each other up until a few weeks ago, it was always like kiss and a hug because we're friends.
Mm.
And then I went to do it the other week and you're like, oh, we're doing this every time. And I'm like, yeah, can we stop that? I didn't – it's always like that – like what friends do you do it with? What friends do you – there's always certain ones that do it that don't do it.
Well, I don't like shaking my mate's hands. That's, I think that's fucking stupid as well.
Really?
Well, I see him all the time. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, another handshake.
But what if, like, you haven't seen your mates in a while? Like,
that's great. All fuckwits making fun of me, kissing me dad.
Daddy.
What's wrong with me daddy kissing daddy?
Daddy. Mommy. Yeah, do you still call Sally mommy?
No, I tend to go mum now. But, yeah, that was...
Don't change your ways.
I brought it up with mum. I said, mum, why'd you let it... And she goes, mummy. Oh, it was just so lovely and cute. Aww. I'm like, yeah, but
she was just trying to keep you child.
Well, really. Dad eventually was the one who went, oi, boys, just maybe now start calling me dad. And I wanted to for years. Like,
you cried yourself to sleep for a week.
Daddy, no. Oh, and it even felt bad to write it. If I was writing a story that said mum and dad, I'd be like, oh, this isn't right.
Who are these people? I knew some friends of mine who never called their parents mum and dad. They always called their parents by their first names, always, ever since they were children even. And it just was so weird to me to hear that all the time.
Yeah, that is very weird.
I think it's weird too.
What were their names?
Why does that matter?
Oh, like if it was like John, like I guess that's not very interesting. But if they had like a wacky name,
no, it was Chris and Pete.
Oh,
but they were fine.
Who was the mother? Who was the father?
Because
they're both girls' names and both boys' names.
Yeah, Pete was the father.
Yeah,
and Chris was the mother.
Yeah, right.
But I just they never ever called, and they were like because that's what they called each. I think it's
probably adopted. If I ever adopt a child, I'll be like not your dad.
Yeah.
For Mr. Riley, thank you.
Fantastic. Charlie is fucked.
No, Charlie's he's a legit mine.
You don't know that.
Pretty sure. 50% sure.
50%. That's close enough.
Talking about babies, actually, I read online recently there's a shortage of men with red hair or gingers donating to sperm banks.
Yeah, I saw this too. And I read something a few years ago actually saying that the ginger breed would die out.
Yeah, something about their genes. Yeah.
You know, couple good. Of decades. No, not good. Love me a ginger. And they reckon that the whole popularity of the ginger thing is because of Prince Harry.
Yeah, but I think this is a thing as well. Like, I think if there's women going, oh, I want a gingerhead kid, they're thinking of Prince Harry. They're not thinking of like that guy Carrot Top. They're not thinking of an ugly redheaded kid.
Mm-mm.
Or like, imagine like...
They're not thinking of the skin cancer risk.
No. Or like the bullying. Redheaded... I was terrified Charlie's going to come out with my curly hair and it was going to be red. I have to put him in a barrel of water. I'll just clear that up. I would never do that.
My uncle said that, you know, that if he ever had a redheaded kid, he'd drown it. Mm. And one of my cousins was born as a redhead.
I guess it's hard because you don't know if they're going to be handsome at that age. You just got to grow up.
It was a girl. But
I was a girl.
My cousin Carly.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, but the thing is you go, oh, well, they're really young. They could be cute and turn out ugly. And you can't, like, would you adopt out when they're older?
Who would want to adopt? Carly is stunning. But.
All these redheads are listening going, oh, holy shit.
No, but they want them now. It's the in thing. It's actually really disturbing.
It's like pugs, even though they're super ugly.
Don't get me started on pugs. That's a whole new topic.
All these redheads out there being related to pugs.
Redheaded pugs.
No, I
do like a good redhead, but I can see the appeal, but...
You can see the appeal.
Yeah.
I'd love a whole team of redheads.
Bring them on.
Something else that I saw online was the Chinese guy in like 2011 sold his kidney to buy an iPhone.
Was that that long ago?
Yeah. So he's got an iPhone 4 and he's dying. It's not even a good one. You'd be furious.
What a fucking idiot.
You know
can you still drink after you only have one kidney?
I recommend it. I'm sure there's lots of things you're not meant to do, but apparently because of infection that, now he's like bedridden on dialysis. But you know what? Imagine 2011, you get your iPhone, you're stoked, and then 12 months later, iPhone 4S, you'd be like, fuck. And you can't get rid of the next kidney.
No.
And you got none. As far as I know about human anatomy, two kidneys.
I'm writing off the human race because of that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. You know you're part of the human race.
No. I'm opting out.
Well, look, if I was going to sell a kidney, something much better than iPhone.
What would you sell a kidney for? What's your price?
iPad. But the one that connects to cellular networks, not just Wi-Fi. Huh. So I could use it anywhere.
Also, you can use it as a phone, like to hold a giant iPad up to you. That's silly.
Otherwise, I would just trade it for the iPhone. Oh, no, what? Sell a kidney? I think I'd need
probably... Maybe donate it to another human?
Yeah, but I mean, if I was going to donate it, just say like someone needed it that I was close with, yeah, I would. I wouldn't be like, well, how much cash you got?
I mean, you'd suss out the situation.
Oh, yeah, you'd go to their house and see what you like. And yeah. I like this TV. Don't actually say, can I have this TV? Just like, oh, you want my kidney, eh? And then just be like, oh, this is a nice TV.
Or invite them over to your house and show them how shit everything is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Look how shit my house is.
Oh, there's nothing in it.
I think if someone was like, Louis, I need your kidney, I'd have to go... It has to be done professionally. I wouldn't want it done.
What do you mean? When was that even a question?
Well, I assumed you were going to get me like mugged and like left in the bathtub somewhere. Okay. It has to be done so like the risk of like infection was minimal. I think it would have to be about $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So anyone out there with $1 million who wants a kidney, I think it works.
This is actually, organ exchange podcast.
Exchange seems like the wrong word because I don't want another. I don't want another organ back for it.
Look, I need a kidney in exchange for a heart. What you got?
Well, I only got one heart. What about a testicle? Got two. I got three.
I don't have any testicles.
Got three of those.
I could do with some.
Ah, and now you've written something up here, the Gadget Show. Vibrating pillow to stop.
Well, I was watching
snoring.
The Gadget Show this week, and
I think it's called Inspector Gadget.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, that was obviously it's not. That's a cartoon from the
90s. No, it's called The Gadget Show, and they have all these different gadgets, and they like test all these gadgets. And I thought if it's got this new pillow on there, I thought it would be a good idea for you, and I thought you should try it out. And it's a pillow that vibrates whenever you snore to stop you from. Snoring.
Yeah, but I'll probably get done a game where if Megan snores, a pillow vibrates on me.
No, but it's got something to do with the way that you, because they talked about that, but it's got something to do with the like you laying on it and you, and it also has like built-in speakers for you to like, it plays music for you to go off to sleep and it senses when you're asleep and it stops playing music.
I can't, I'm a big sing-along person, so okay. I think if I had a song playing when I was going to sleep, I'd just sing along to it. I can't sleep to music. Mm-hmm. This sounds terrible. Vibrating pillow playing top 40 hits.
Well, I want a vibrating pillow.
For completely unrelated reasons, I'm sure. So where's that vibrating pillow?
We'll just get two.
Oh, God. One thing that I've noticed since getting Instagram for our account.
Yes, I've entered you into 2019.
Yeah, well, it's great because it feels like with Facebook, people are sort of careful about what they put on there.
Definitely. So I've had Instagram now for about 8 years or something, and I probably post 90% more to Instagram than what I do to Facebook because I have family on Facebook who aren't on Insta.
But this, what I mean though is like you'll go to someone's Facebook and it's all very tame and basic.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Instagram and it's them like spreading bum cheeks.
Oh,
like,
I post pictures of me slut dropping. Yeah. And there's all kinds of shit on them. There's my homemade pornos on there. There's all kinds of shit because I know that, you know, my dad, my aunties, all my relatives that are of those.
I accidentally liked something on it the other day and I had to quickly unlike it.
You know that they still get a notification.
Mm. I have to be careful of that.
Oh, my God. What was it?
Doesn't matter.
Tell me.
No, doesn't matter.
Tell me off air.
No.
I'll get it out of him. Because that happened to me the other day. Somebody who was stalking me liked something of mine and then unliked it, but I still got a thing saying this person liked it, and I was like, oh, they were stalking me.
Yeah, I think it was a more recent one, but I'll have to be more careful with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, keep going with Instagram. Yeah, the sluttier the better.
Yeah, there is. But it does kind of make you feel shit about yourself.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Why?
So many hot chicks.
See, that has not even ended one line to go on Instagram and be like, oh, look at all the hot dudes. I feel so bad.
I know that, but that's the thing. Guys aren't like, oh, I'm going to follow these hot dudes. But girls are like, oh, look at all these hot chicks. I'm going to follow them. How do I be more like them?
I still feel creepy looking at them, thinking, oh, should I follow them? No, I better not. That's creepy.
What, the girls or the guys?
Everyone. I'm very wary about following anyone and strangers.
You better not be doing it through our account.
I keep sending creeping. I keep sliding into people's DMs. And then when they say, oh, Louie, I go, oh, no, it's Emily. Oh,
great.
Whenever it turns sour. And they all turn sour.
Speaking of hot chicks, have you been watching the Australian Open?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Excuse me a minute.
If she made that noise, I'd cop it. But I'm going to... She literally goes... Oh! Oh! That is it.
Your facial expression. Poor Megan.
But that's literally the noise I make. And I know people have talked about the tennis screaming or screeching or moaning, whatever, before. But I don't watch a lot of the tennis. But I just happen to be... How... Any other job, imagine if you did that.
Yeah, but it isn't any other job.
Well, that...
What, you don't just work at McDonald's going, what would you like to order? Ah!
I would go to that McDonald's a lot more.
Exactly. We're not talking about any other job.
But even sport. Any other sport. I mean, there's always grunting in that. But imagine if every time someone took a hit up in the NRL, they went, oh.
Well, they probably do, but I don't think they do. No, but you got to think, like, at the tennis, they're like, quiet, please. Like, they're asking for it is the quietness of it. And at the NRL and at the soccer and everything, there is crowds and there's cheer squads.
I don't know why you're defending the screaming and screeching.
Because I feel like you're having a go at the chicks for screaming.
No, any guy that does it as well. Anyone who makes stupid noises. And there's only a couple of ladies that do it.
Have you played tennis before?
Oh, not very well. Table tennis. Mainly beer pong.
Beer pong, yeah. I was going to say,
it's only really Sharapova that I've heard, and she makes disgusting noises. If it was just I'd cop that. But hers goes for about 3 seconds every time she hits a ball.
Is she good?
Apparently.
Well, lay the fuck off.
You just got a crush on her.
I have more than a crush.
If I was... Okay.
You have to get the mop right now.
If I was... Just talking about her. I was having a go at Tomic or... Curious,
yeah.
You'd be sitting there going, you go, boy.
Who says that?
I don't know. Well, I'm not a girl, so you can't go, you go, girl. Guys, we did ask for people to write in on topics they wanted to talk about. I'd like to thank Luke Warby.
Warbs.
If you want to look up Maitland.
Socialite.
Actor. Hero.
Teacher.
Hero of Maitland.
There isn't a music festival that Warb does not attend.
Yeah. So he wanted us to talk about or rank public holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's doing this, though, because we share a birthday and every
Who
year...
Who don't you share a birthday with, though?
Well, not Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I do.
Oh.
Same birthday. Same booty.
Okay.
But I feel like Warby's having a go because every birthday he ruins my birthday by sharing it with me and it steals just a little bit of my thunder. Which I guess I think, first off, my birthday should be a public holiday, but we'll get back to that.
I've actually listed all the public holidays here on the board because when Warb said that, I was like, right, I need to know. And there's 1, 2, 3. 11.
People love counting in podcasts.
There's 11 public holidays this year, 2019. That's New South Wales public holidays.
Look, I'll say this. I do like a public holiday that has a mascot. You've got the Easter Bunny.
Okay, I was going to say, what do you mean? Like a giant pie or something? I don't understand what you mean.
Easter Bunny, you've got Santa, you've got the Queen.
the Queen, yeah.
Doesn't everyone dress up as the Queen on the Queen's
What happens
birthday?
When the Queen dies? Is it like the King's?
I think she has a funeral.
Oh, way to get all morbid about it.
And we get new coins.
Oh, oh yeah, I never thought about it.
Yeah, look, I would say probably, look, it depends on what age you are and what, like, Anzac Day probably should be a little bit more subdued than what it is.
I'm all about the subdued. I'm not a fan of the people that go out and just get pissed on Anzac Day.
You know what I hate? Two up. Two up is fucking stupid. You got two coins.
Yeah.
So there's so many non-results. Anyone who played two up, you've pretty much got a paddle and you throw two coins in the air and it's got to come up heads or tails to get a result.
Yeah.
If there was three coins, there'd be a result every time and it should be called three up. But it's two up, so there's constantly one of each and it's shit.
You've thought too much about this.
Not really.
I have a family tradition on Anzac Day, but I think anyone that doesn't go to a dawn service should be shot in the fucking head.
That seems to be against what the diggers fought for.
Just get up at your 5 a.m. and go to a fucking dawn service. Pay your respects.
That's really early.
Are you serious?
What, 5 a.m.?
Do you not go to a dawn service?
I've been to a few dawn services. I love Dawn Fraser.
Good woman.
But look, I guess the shittest one's got to be Labor Day. I don't know what that's about. I think it's about pregnancy, but I can't be 100% certain.
It's October, generally early October, I think, isn't it?
Right. I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
But I mean, you can't knock a public holiday.
I'm not going to knock it. But don't question the fucking public holiday.
But we don't get. I think we should get Melbourne Cup off.
Don't get me started on Melbourne Cup.
Because you like it so much.
Move on, Louis.
You don't like the horses getting shot. Well, if they performed like they should, they wouldn't get shot. Simple maths.
Move on.
Okay, so we were talking about the Queen before. What about Prince Philip having an accident and he's
He's 97 and he's still driving and he overturned his car the other day.
He hit
another car and overturned his own car.
And he hasn't apologised.
No, the royal family or Prince Philip have apparently not apologised or...
But I wouldn't apologise to peasants either.
They probably deserved it.
I would have made sure they were killed.
But apparently he was in the wrong, according to the media, and the media are never wrong.
Well, look...
Entertainment science, TMZ.
I just hate the idea of some doddery old idiot getting in a car and driving around. And you see them. They're lunatics on the road, driving down the middle of the lane, having no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's when road rage happens.
I could imagine you would have such bad road rage.
Oh, if you drove in the car with me when I had bad road rage.
I think I have. I think I've blocked it out mentally.
Oh, I'd lose my... Eventually, you will see on the news, local man gets out of car and headbutts boot.
Blames it on sleepwalking. I went car shopping with you. I mean, you took me car shopping.
Oh, you kept looking at Peugeots. What's that? Oh, that's nice.
Well, I used to own a Saab.
They're bankrupt. They don't even exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they're fucking done.
Jesus, believe it or me.
But yeah, so I just don't think any old person should be in a car. Anyone north of 40?
No. Jesus, we're not far off, mate.
Well, that's fine. I'll just get my brother to drive me around till he's 40.
Sounds good.
Something else that came up. There was an Irish bloke who for 80 months injected his own semen to cure back pain.
What?
You meant to swallow it.
It's the only way to get rid of the ailments.
What an idiot.
What? I don't... He injected it into his back.
Yeah, it was probably recommended by a naturopath or something.
What scientific evidence did he... Was he basing it on any scientific evidence?
I don't think so.
should do the trick.
I mean, if he was, I'd love to see his evidence.
And for 18 months, like, was there any results in those 18 months? What did the article say?
He said he never felt better. No.
What the fuck?
No, I don't think, I think that he was in hospital because he was getting problems from the injecting the semen. So, obviously, he probably wasn't getting better.
Oh, my God.
But, look, it's free.
Yeah.
And I will say this, it is fun.
Prove it.
Oh, okay. Proving it. Yeah. Oh, that would be the worst podcast. Louis proving how fun it is to collect semen. And something that's been popular lately as well.
Oh, it's been all over my news feed.
People are obsessed with this Hoarders Netflix thing with Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo or something?
She's like, is he Korean? Am I wrong? Or have I just seen something?
I think so. I'm not a hoarder, but I'm also not someone that just...
If you need someone to tell you to throw your old underpants out, you're a fucking idiot.
Your underpants that you've had imagine for like someone coming 10 years.
But imagine like, oh, I don't know what to do. Someone's going to have to come and help me throw all this shit out. Like, oh, can't throw that out. Can't throw out all the old newspapers.
I don't understand it. I mean, if you need someone to help you sort your life, then in that sense of the word, I just don't get it.
It does remind me of the people on Facebook and Gumtree that tried and sell like their old Teflon pan with its all peeling and shit for like $3. It's just fucking throw it out. Go on to Facebook right now and search something, pen. I guarantee there's someone
trying to sell a fucking half-used pen.
Past-use pen for 40 cents. Just get rid of it.
Do it. I am not one for waste. Like, I don't like the environment being taken up with waste, but I also am not one to be fucked around by people on Facebook.
And I don't like giving free things to people, so...
You've given me plenty of free things.
Yeah, but... It was all... That was because I felt sorry for you.
Remember the time I helped you move house and you were just like, here, take my stuff.
Yeah, so I moved house a couple of years back and I almost died several times. I actually fell out the back of a truck. Right. I actually stepped I was just walking backwards and fell out of the back of the truck. And somehow with my Spider-Man-like agility didn't smash my head in the concrete.
Yeah.
And then that huge six-foot mirror fell out of the back of the truck and almost fucking hit me. Yeah, I'm never moving ever again. Anyone? Anyone who's selling their house or moving in, just fucking pay for a professional removalist.
Yeah.
You're like, it's gonna it will be a bit of money, but you won't.
Why are you saying I didn't do a good job? I took a day off work, you know, to do that.
Yeah, but I would have preferred someone else to take a day off work to do that. You're weak. You kept ringing out one plate at a time. But also with this whole hoarder thing and that, we're just talking about Vinny's just getting absolutely flooded with shit from Hoarders.
I'll be heading there.
Trying to get the shit from Vinny's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Oh, these underpants. This elastic's still good. Oh, here's a good story.
It's not what not.
I used to work at Golo as a young lad from about 14 to about 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work one day and didn't really pay attention to the underpants I put on, but the elastic was gone in them. So by the time I got to work, they were like sliding down around my thighs and that.
Brilliant.
So I went into the underpants section of Golo.
There's an underpants section of Golo?
Well, I don't know if Golo's around anymore. Just for a backstory, Golo was crazy prices, crazy bargains. It was just one of those discount shops that sold random shit.
Are they going to sponsor us now? Fuck, I hope so.
And I took some underpants off the shelf and went out the back and put them on and was happy days. But then these two girls started telling everyone that part of the story, but then told everyone that I then put my old underpants back on the clothes hanger and put it back in the thing.
But you did, didn't you? You sick fuck.
That was still good. The colour was still good. Minimal skid marks. Oh, imagine picking them up and buying them, taking them home. I didn't put my underpants back on the rack. Sorry to...
In the discount bin, at least. Imagine if there was a discount bin at Golo.
I think my used underpants would have to be discounted pretty heavily to get purchased. Also, something that's come up, which I think Emma probably preferred to talk about.
So a friend of ours, Riley, she shared this article this week about a coach, a female coach, actually, coaches a top 5-tier team in Germany. I don't even know how to pronounce her name properly. I think it's... Imke Wabenhurst, maybe?
That's very good.
Thank you. my German heritage coming through. Anyway.
Don't start talking.
We can't mention it this week.
Don't mention the war.
Anyway, she was in a press conference and one of the media people asked her about if she asked the male players, because she coaches the male team, to cover up before she goes into the change rooms. And she very professionally answered saying that, no, of course not, because she picks the teams based on the male penis size. I was very impressed by that. For a female that plays soccer and has a lot to do with soccer and who's going to be doing their coaching course soon. Like, I was
very impressed. See, I found it very sexist because she shouldn't be choosing team on penis size.
Oh, she definitely should.
But do you get
chosen? That's not the way to do it.
Do you get chosen on small penis or big penis?
Oh, well, how they strap it.
Because, look, I guess small penis would be easy to get around the field on.
Yeah, but...
You'd know.
I would know.
See, that's why I never played a lot of soccer.
That's it. That's the reason. No, I just thought it was a very clever answer and good for her.
So, Em, do you ever get mango madness?
Explain what that is, Louis.
Okay, so when people get, like, really hot and it affects their mood and their sleep and just pretty much their whole demeanor, they do, like, weird, crazy things they wouldn't usually do.
I know.
And
I think
been hot.
No, I think I get the opposite. Like, I get really down and depressed in winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just fucking fun all the time, aren't you?
No, like I get whenever it's winter and it's cold. I mean, unless I can ski, I mean, I get really, like, I just want to hibernate.
It's a good joke about skiing, actually.
Oh, God.
You hear about the three guys that were out backpacking and they needed a place to sleep, but they all had to share the same bed?
No.
And the two guys on the outside, they woke up and they're like, swear to God, someone was pulling my penis last night. The guy in the middle goes, not me, I dreamt I was skiing. That's a free one. You guys can use that one if you want. We started looking up this mango madness and we thought it'd be a bit of fun. And then it's like, oh, yes, and sexual assault increases. And
homicide. And
so, guys, if it's hot, get in the AC. I remember my brother one time, really hot in our share house. I walked into his bedroom and he was just lying there with no fan on, window closed, just like almost crying. And it's, yeah. So if you're...
Seek help.
Talking about that share house.
What do you used to call it?
It's called the snake pit.
Yeah. Not good.
It was myself and four other guys, my
that
two brothers.
That is disgusting.
How
old were you at the time?
Oh, probably like, say, 22 to about 25 or something like that.
And all
that.
The guys were about the same age?
My brothers were 2 and 5 years younger than me, but there was me, Sam, Miles, Rob, another bloke called Malibu at one stage. Bloke called Smasher as well. His nickname's a little bit... let's just say when we were giving him an interview for the house, I was just saying, hey, mate, we share salt and pepper and butter, and if you're doing a load of washing, chuck the tea towels in. You got any questions? And he goes, oh, do you guys just, like, bring chicks home and smash them? I went, well, I talked to him first. So that was Smasher. If you're out there listening, mate, haven't talked in a while.
Get in touch, Smasher. Love to talk
ring
to
in.
You.
Ring in, Smash. What also, look, there's heaps of stories from that house. It'll probably come up.
Whereabouts was it?
It was in Mayfield East, actually.
Mayfield Life.
L-Y-F-E. We got robbed 4 times.
What?
And we were there every time.
Sorry.
We kept having to hide the bong. And the cops,
oh,
I think,
was it gold,
like,
bong?
No, because we want the cops seeing the bong.
Oh, right. Like he knew about the robbing. We could hide the bong.
Well, it was sort of, he came in through the front and then the back and then
he.
The back.
Why do you know it's
front.
A he?
Well, because we had so a neighbor
sexist.
Behind We had a neighbor behind us who eventually told us who, we found out who it was.
Oh, so it's the same person every time.
Well, yeah. And he had a bike with only one pedal on it. So he was
that
getting away from
is
us.
Pathetic.
He was getting away from us, just pumping with one pedal. I think we found him because he had one leg right heaps more muscular than the other. But yeah, so look, plenty of stories from the snake pit. That's just a couple. But One thing I do want to talk about is...
What? Did you smash chicks?
A gentleman never tells. But yes.
So heaps. Yes. So did you?
Over two. No, I would never. Never. I'm not like that. Okay. I'm a good boy.
You're a virgin.
I do have a son, so hopefully I'm not a virgin. But I wanted to talk about accidentally eating things as well.
Accidental mouth kisses and accidentally eating things.
Well, I was at the snake pit and Mum had made a delicious coconut cake and I was in the lounge room. I was eating it. A little bit fell on the floor. So I picked up all the cake and the coconut. Oh
God, I can see where this is going.
And I started eating it. But... I was tricked because one of the bits of coconut was
Were you
actually,
tricked or were you just a fucking idiot?
Well, I'll tell you this. Toenails look a lot like coconut.
Oh, God.
But I'll tell you this. The texture of a toenail is very different to the texture of coconut.
And one, you have a go at me for kissing my dog on the mouth.
Yeah, but...
You eat fucking toenails.
I wasn't doing it on purpose, but... I'll say this. I think it was my toenail, if that makes it any better, because I am a picker.
Buy a vacuum.
Well, we're the snake bit.
Snake bit.
Couldn't control us. Real estate couldn't get us a vacuum. You can't get us a vacuum.
How did house inspections go?
Oh, they kept thinking we had extra people living there.
Because we had... You're... No, no. Just... There must be 30 guys living here. Nope.
This smell couldn't come from 5 guys. Oh, we had these beds in the lounge room. They were called day beds. And they were like, well, there's obviously people living in the lounge room.
No, that's just when we couldn't be bothered to move to the bedroom. Was that it?
No. When my father passed away, we had a lot of extra furniture, two of them being two king single beds.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, we'll chuck them in the lounge room. And they were day beds and, you know, we'd have naps on them. And if people were around after a big night out, they might sleep on them. I didn't think much of it till the real estate came and went, there's obviously extra people living here. But, yeah, one thing. Well, I'll tell more stories of the snake pit as time goes
have
on.
A weekly snake pit story.
Yeah, yeah, I'll try to get. I'll try to get a maybe
disgusting human.
Hey, Malibu stole a girl's bare underpants. So
I'm sorry, Malibu? Was that a person's name?
Yeah.
Not a drink.
No, Malibu was DeBrizz's brother.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I live with a guy who just all of them had stupid names: DeBrizz, Malibu, Handsome Tom. Big job.
Oh, I want to meet Handsome Tom.
he's taken, unfortunately.
No, okay.
Another thing I want to talk about. Yeah. My wife is a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
A
good one too.
Oh, excellent. Remedial and therapeutic, or relaxation, sorry. And she's just started up doing a pregnancy Maitland. There you go, Maitland pregnancy massage. First sponsor.
Plug.
But she does get people hitting her up for hand jobs.
Even with the pregnancy massage title.
No, this is more beforehand. But she would get people ringing up going, oh, yes, hello, I'm looking for a massage. And she'd be like, oh, yes, my next availability is actually next Monday from about 6 o'clock. Oh, that would be great. Do you give hand jobs?
Do they just straight out ask?
Well, this is the thing. Yes, or they text because...
Oh, that's less awkward. Do girls ever ask them to flick the bean? Asking for a friend.
No. I don't think I'd have an issue with that. But I always thought, okay, you've got two options if you want to ask a person for a hand job. You can text.
Yep.
Then you don't have to physically talk to them, but yep, they've got your number.
Mm.
Or you've got to call them. Which you can block your number.
Yeah.
But then you've got to
Fucking 2019, I still don't know how to do that.
But then you've actually got to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Would you prefer text and they've got your number or a call and they don't have your number?
Text.
Text.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she also had a bloke asking for a Lomi Lomi massage.
Which a what?
Apparently said like a naked Hawaiian massage.
Oh.
Sorry,
I just wrote that down. Oh, what now? Is spelt with one or two?
I think it's L-O-M-I, L-O-M-I. He went, Lummy Lummy, very nice.
Oh.
But, yeah, so just heads up, it's just massage. If you want a hand job, I'll just have to give it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But I'm really good at them.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Really good. You wanted to tell us about a Tinder situation. Oh, mate, many Tinder situations.
I've had some pretty. Did you ever do the Tinder thing?
No, you know what? It's a bit of a shame because. Sorry, Megan. No,
there's still time.
By the time Megan and I were together, there was no Tinder, but I would have been really good at
it. How long you and how did you guys meet?
We met at a Djebe Dai concert at the Cambridge.
Oh, wow. Daniel and I met at the Cambo.
Cambridge is a dive bar in Newcastle. Djebe Dai is a band of leaving home. Something, something, something.
Don't really singing like into the microphone is happening again.
What else are you meant to do with the microphone?
I met Daniel at the Cambo actually with Jared and John one night.
Oh, really?
And I had to pretend like I had to stand away from them and be like, I'm not with them.
No, so I missed the whole Tinder thing, but
Tinder is tragic and
I legitimately would have been really good at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because as an experiment, I'm going to join Tinder. Photo of me and Charlie.
Yeah.
No,
but people do that, like them and their kid. Be like, accept me as I am.
Look.
Fuck off.
I'm
not here for that.
If I said to Megan, oh, no, it's just like for the podcast. And no, I'm just having sex with her for the podcast.
I'm just impregnating her for the podcast.
It'll be a good laugh.
Just marrying her for the podcast. Yeah,
I don't think she'll let that slide.
No, Tinder is definitely... some people go on there looking for the relationship thing, but I have had some experiences. I'll tell you about one now, and maybe we can do one every week because I have about 1,000.
Massive slut.
Can't even deny that.
Don't slut shame me.
I'm claiming back the word slut. I am a slut.
Dan will love this podcast, obviously.
Dan's not going to listen to this bit. So I was in Maitland one night with our mates and caught a train back to Newcastle. So Maitland and Newcastle, for anyone that doesn't know, it's about a 30-minute train ride. And I caught a train by myself at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was pretty dangerous because I was on my own and had no idea where I was going, and I was very, very drunk.
I'll say this. At least with a train, there's pretty much only two ways you can go. I know where I was
pretty much.
Know if I was going north or south. It could have gone anywhere.
And I met this guy at this random station and I had no idea where I was. Went back to his house. We did what we had to
do. Wait. But you met him on Tinder. You didn't meet him at a station.
Well, I met him on Tinder and then...
Honestly, if you said I was just catching a train and I met some bloke at a train station, hooked up with him.
Yeah.
That's heaps better.
Really?
Oh, that's the best story. Oh, I was just drunk and I got off the train. There's a bloke.
And he was just there.
Oh, God. Yeah, keep going.
But I'd only been talking to him for like 24 hours.
Oh, that's ages for you.
Oh, yeah. And then, but then after we did what we had to do, I was like, okay, I'm going to leave now. But then he then started to read me poetry for the next fucking 6 hours.
Yeah, see, it took me days to read poetry.
Yeah, I had no idea what was happening. And then he left for work the next morning. I had no idea where I was, had to do a drop pin on a map and then kind of get, I messaged this guy who I kind of knew and I kind of also liked, and I got him to come pick me up and drive me back to Maitland to where I lived, kind of hoping that that would be an in with this other guy.
Highway Gobby. Look, I'm just saying, if he... You're asking a lot from a bloke. If I'm like...
You come and got me, so...
Jesus Christ.
This was a long time ago.
If some chick who was just like, oh, I've just been smashed by this other bloke, but he's gone to work, can you come pick me up and take me home? I don't know.
Well, he did.
Yeah. Push over.
Anyway,
did you get him anything for it?
I tried to, but he didn't, like, he was too nice. It's just, see, you can't relate because you've never been on Tinder.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think Tinder was like Uber. Tinder is great. It's like
get
free
in,
Uber.
Get off, get out.
Do you reckon I could just tell a girl to come pick me up? Do you reckon girls would be as cool? Oh, I've just slept with this chick.
Girls will do whatever they're... Like, some girls will just do what they're...
I think girls would have it easier on Tinder than blokes would.
What do you mean?
I think that it would be easier for a girl on Tinder to find hookups than it would be for a guy to find hookups.
Oh, guys are like... guys, is so there's I actually follow this page on Insta, which we should probably follow as well, and it's like really bad Tinder pickup lines from guys, and some of them actually work, and they're the worst pickup lines, but girls just fall for them, and they're just because girls want to get laid just as bad as guys do.
See, I always think of it like this when it's like girls and guys. If a guy walked into a pub and busted open the door and said, "Hey, who wants to fuck?" No girl's going to put their hand up. If a girl busted into a pub and went, "Hey, who wants to fuck?" Can you imagine the lineup of blokes? Guys have it harder than girls.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
See, I think...
Not for me. You can't compare it to me because if I walk into a pub...
Oh, shut up, Louis. Look, I think that a lot of girls in the back of their mind would actually want to, but they just wouldn't want to put that foot forward first. Yeah. Because in front of all the... If all the other people weren't in the room, a lot of the girls would be like, fuck yeah.
You hear that, guys? There's a lot of girls at the pubs you go to that they are just aching... aching for sex, but they're just all you have to do like, just walk up to them and go, "Hey, I heard you're aching for sex. You want some?" And most
well, why else would the girls be on Tinder? Everyone knows what it's there for.
Friendship.
That's it.
To find people to play Battleship against.
Yeah, Battleship. That's what we're there for.
Oh Lord.
Monopoly. Okay, guys. That's about it from us this week. I know you're extremely disappointed, but thank you for tuning in. We'll hopefully be loading this week on iTunes and Spotify as well as SoundCloud as usual. So please keep in contact on Facebook and Insta as usual. We haven't received any hate mail yet, which I'm a little bit disappointed about, because I think when you received hate mail, that's when you know you've really made it in life. That and when I own a car that I can drive up a hill without having to turn the air conditioning off.
If you're going to criticize me, like, do it hard. I don't want, like, "Oh, it could be better."
Write a dollar.
No, I want it, like, abuse me. It'll give me something to talk about next week.
Yeah, really, like, abuse but him. Something clever. Not me. I will take it way too personally.
But, yeah, thanks again, guys. And keep an eye out. We should try this again once every week. No bomb threats yet, no. Which is disappointing. As I said, get off your ass, do it in the real mail.
Do something about it.
But no, thanks heaps, guys. Enjoy your week. Keep listening, and we will talk again soon.
See ya.